Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. It's March 20th, the first day of spring. And how do we ring in the first day of spring in Southwest Ohio? With a winter storm, of course. So happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy spring, all that good stuff to you, the champion, going after your dream. It's great to have you here on the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. I want to talk about the enemy. Did you ever expect, may I ask you a question, champion? Did you ever expect, which I never did, my inner me to be my enemy? Did you? Did you ever expect, like, I always expected when I was in a job and went out into the entrepreneurial space, because I was always that acquired taste. I was always that renegade, that maverick, never wanted to play by the rules, always wanted to color outside the lines, never wanted to conform. And the more people tried to put me in a box and wanted me to conform and follow, I rebelled. Now, I didn't break any laws, at least not that I'm aware of. And I didn't, you know, didn't do anything illegal. I just never, ever wanted to conform. And I expected to have to battle people, you know, along the way. But what I never expected when I got into the entrepreneurial race especially was to have to battle my inner me. And that was very sobering, and I get these emails a lot from individuals. By the way, today, if March 20th marks the day, there's 500 reviews now, or ratings for the show, on iTunes. They're all organic. Didn't have to buy any of them. Very proud of that, by the way. But I will ask you, if you're listening to this show and it's made an impact on your life, can you go to iTunes, subscribe to the show, and leave a rating? That'd mean a lot. Not only to myself, but to other people who look for this type of motivation. There's just not enough of it in iTunes and online of just hope. That's all I try to give. A little bit of hope, 10 minutes of hope every single day, bottled up, give it to you. There's no charge for it. I'm glad to do it. Happy to do it. It's my privilege, actually, to be able to do this. So if you wouldn't mind going into iTunes and leaving a nice rating for the show and subscribe, that would help out a lot. The inner you, do you battle your inner voice or is it just me? Do you find yourself alone sometimes staring up the ceiling saying, damn, I don't know if I can do this? Or is it just me? And maybe I'm the only one. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who has some thoughts in the mind. Maybe I'm the only one who's willing to admit it on a podcast that's all about inspiration and success. But, yeah, we gotta keep it real at some point. Here I am. I'm sitting in the car. I'm in a Kroger parking lot right now recording the show. I'm looking at Panera Bread, the world-famous Panera Bread. And I say the world-famous Panera Bread because that's where I started my career, on Montgomery Road, the corner of Montgomery and Kemper Road here in Montgomery, Ohio, about 2 miles from my house. And I started my entrepreneurial journey in this Panera Bread. And I would come here on my laptop, and I would work when I first quit my job. And I remember I'd walk into Panera, I'd grab a coffee. I used to like Panera coffee. Oh, my God. I don't think they're ever going to be a sponsor of the show, so I can – doesn't matter if I don't like Panera Bread coffee at all. I don't know what it is, man. I used to like it. Now, can't even stomach it. But I would walk in my laptop, grab a coffee, and I'd go sit in one of the booths, and I would open up my laptop and brain freeze. Just complete brain freeze. Like, I was going to blog that day. This is back when I was a blogger. I was a lot of things back in the day, a blogger, a podcaster, forums. I'd go into a lot of forums and post. Facebook wasn't around at the time. And I remember opening up on more than one occasion. It didn't happen every day. I'm talking like maybe once every couple weeks. I'd open up my laptop, nothing. Nothing. I'm staring at a blank document. You know, I'd check my bank account or I'd go check email and I'd just find any reason to stay busy. And I'd be like, damn, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to post. I don't know where to go. And I was kind of lost. And I said, come on, man, snap out of this. Like, you're the everyday Saturday guy. And then I would say, no, you're not. You're not really that. I mean, you quit your job. You're in the middle of a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. I mean, you're kind of a loser if you take a real step back and be honest with yourself. This isn't really, you know, who are you to give advice to anybody? And who are you to really be out there on your own trying to feed your family of five at the time? And so as I look at this Panera Bread and I'm recording this podcast right now, I feel really a sense of empowerment that I made it through that time. But it's not like those thoughts don't come creeping back. And I think anybody who tells you that when they're alone with themselves and they really take a deep dive into their life, that they don't have some sort of inferiority complex, they're not a little bit afraid of, you know, things that just, it's just life, man. And so the purpose of this podcast today is to get your mind back into a positive frame and understand that this stuff happens to the best of them. It really does. And the way you really snap out of that is what I talked about last week, is when you find yourself in a little bit of a lull, start creating a lot of content. Start speaking a lot about what it is that you want to do. It doesn't need to be what you're doing. Like, for example, back in Panera Bread, people say, hey, what do you do? Well, I'm a speaker, trainer, seminar leader. You know, I'm an international motivational speaker without a passport, which is kind of hard to do. But that's kind of how I frame myself. This is what I wanted to tell people. And so as I started to, and I wasn't lying. I mean, I would have gone internationally. And by the way, 10 years ago, 2008, 10 years ago, this July marks the breaking point. I say breaking point, the breakthrough of my speaking career when I went to Hawaii. Those of you that were there, I know we still have a lot of podcast listeners that were there 10 years ago that was at that event. And holy jamolies, it was ridiculous. 1,200, 1,500 people there, all of them paying, I think, $8,000 a pop. $8,000. Me and the guy from The Secret, Lee Brower, were speaking. Holy moly, a four-hour presentation. It changed my life, and it changed the trajectory of my business. And that's, look, one thing. You are one connection away. You are one event away, one phone call away from exploding your business. And I'll never forget when that call came in. I was in real estate class here at Hondros College in Cincinnati. I was going to be a real estate agent, which wasn't probably the best timing. Do you know anything about the real estate market here in the United States in 2008? Yeah, it crashed. I mean, literally, the market crashed that summer. Everything went, I mean, I think the Dow was at 6,000, somewhere around there. It was a horrible time to be a real estate agent. So what did I do? Went to real estate class, of course, right? The guy that didn't want to conform. Don't be an agent. Hey, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to go be an agent. And I had an 800 number that rang in. It was a virtual voicemail. So I had a very fired up voicemail. Hey, welcome to EverydaySaturday.com. Now, keep in mind now, all right, I'm working from Panera Bread, and I'm out there just bouncing around. I might have had an email list of maybe 50 people, 100 people, maybe on my list, you know. And I did walk the walk. I hate that term, fake it till you make it. I absolutely hate it, because you shouldn't have to fake anything. Now, do you need to step into the person you want to become? Absolutely. And about a half mile from where I'm recording this show right now was where I recorded that podcast. See, I don't change, man. I still do this stuff from the car. Still. And that's the podcast that the people who hired me in Hawaii listened to when I recorded from my car about a mile from where I'm at right now, just up the road. And they listened to that podcast, and I got that phone call that came into my virtual voicemail that I left a very fired up greeting. And if you listened to it, you thought, damn, this guy's probably like trained Tony Robbins on speaking, how good he is. And they left a voicemail. I got the voicemail. I checked it from a break. We had a break in the morning, like our 10 a.m. break at real estate class. And it was a lady by the name of Heather wanted to talk to me about coming to speak in Hawaii. And it was June, and they needed someone. They said, apologize at short notice. And I said, no need to apologize. I'm there, baby. And the rest is history. It changed my life. What did I do? I had a $19 a month virtual voicemail. I had a microphone plugged into a crappy Sony laptop. A really bad microphone, by the way. I'm not even sure if I had a mic in 2008. I probably did. Probably a Logitech headset, one of those ones you get on Amazon for $20. But that's all I had. I had a $20 microphone, I had a $20 virtual voicemail, and I had a powerful message, man. Just a freaking powerful message. And the inner me became my enemy a lot of the times, but I didn't allow it to be, because when I hung up that phone and committed to going to Hawaii, I had to either step into that person finally or allow the enemy to take me out again. And I'm telling you, it's not as easy as it sounds to just go ahead and be that person. I know you know that, because I get a lot of emails and a lot of questions from people like, how do you tune out the negative voices from your family, from your friends, from people that want to take you down and people who don't think you know what you're doing and all that stuff? Look, you must at some point step into that person that you want to become, not because of you and not even to show and prove anybody wrong, but because of the blessings and the passion you're going to deliver to somebody else. That's why you do it. Like when I spoke in that event, I could literally look out into the audience and see people's lives being changed just for that moment in time, okay? Just for that moment of time, the words and the seeds that I was sowing into that group of individuals was at least showing them that they could play big in life. That's it. I didn't promise anything. I certainly didn't say you're going to go out and be a millionaire or anything like that, but they found hope. And so what I really did is I took this podcast and brought it to Hawaii. And it all started, all of this started at the Panera Bread on the corner of Montgomery Road and Kemper here in Montgomery, Ohio. And I'm telling you, man, your dream can start in a Panera Bread, in a Starbucks. Hell, it could start right in your car, just like I do with my podcast a lot of the times. It doesn't need to be in a fancy studio, a big office. You don't need to have this really great video equipment. All you got to have is a really good message or a really good service. And really good being defined as, what does the public think? Not what you think. Don't let your inner me become the enemy, okay? Don't allow your inner me to become the enemy. You're going to have a lot of battles you're going to have to fight, okay? Because it ain't easy going for your dream. It's very difficult. That's why very few people succeed at it, because there's a lot of stuff. Just stuff comes up. Think about it. You just anything in daily life comes up to throw a curveball at you. You're going to have to battle. Save your energy for the real battle. Don't battle you, because then that's like, good Lord, that's like a team going out to play in a sporting event and they're fighting in the locker room before they ever get out on the court or the field to play, and they've wasted all their energy and now they don't have any left for the actual opponent that they're going to face. So don't allow inner me becoming the enemy, and understand, man, that spark that creates that huge fire. When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn. That spark, it's going to happen. I don't know when. I don't know the day, the time. It doesn't matter when it happens. Just know it's going to happen if you stay in the game. So do that. Would you? Stay in the game. All right, cool. Hey, I got to get off this podcast into the Facebook group where I do a live video after each podcast. So I got to rock and roll right now. I'm wishing you the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.